Thank you very much. Just to complement what Mr. Jureshina said, he's absolutely right. Obviously, the main focus of national incentives, national government efforts really were focused on the domestic market, and the international market to a certain extent suffered from this. So where we were able to gather data for the international sector, this was also included in there. But as was rightly said by Mr. Jureshina, there wasn't that much information available. So where we had it, we included it. Unfortunately, where it wasn't available, then it's still a bit of a question mark. But to be honest, it was fairly normal that the focus would be on governments seeking to make sure that the trains could still run domestically for their domestic activities, and then consider the aspects of the international aspects. And obviously, a lot of the focus we have in this publication is primarily on the passenger side. And that is also a key area of note that we need to put forward, that most of the information where it was given to us was focused on passenger transport. Again, also because there was a need to keep the passenger trains going under the difficult public service obligation contracts that were in existence across the region. Thank you.